Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So today for Goals Question Time, I've got the pleasure of being joined by Brian Lowry, who's investment manager at Caterpillar Ventures. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
It's very good to have you on board. So, Brian, can you give us a brief introduction to yourself first, please?
Sure. So, my background is I'm a mechanical engineer, and I've got my MBA as well. I spent my entire 16-year career at Caterpillar. The first 14 years of that, I really spent in engineering roles and doing design and development, a lot of it with operator stations and engine systems. In that time, I was able to work on a lot of different business units within Caterpillar and a lot of the different product lines that Caterpillar makes. After that, in 2014, I was moved over into joining the corporate strategy team. And then in early 2015, I was able to be a part of the initial formation of Caterpillar Ventures.
Oh, excellent. So a great depth and breadth of network and internal understanding of Caterpillar then. So that's good for your corporate venturing. So could you give us a brief introduction now to the fund and the relationship of Caterpillar Ventures to your parent organization?
Sure. Yeah, we really got started with Caterpillar Ventures in March of 2015, and it was really with the intent of trying to leverage the external development that was going on in the world to support our business unit's technology strategies. You know, Caterpillar is really well known as a great company for research and development, but with the diversity of our businesses and the rapid pace of technology development, we realized that we simply can't develop everything internally. So really the primary focus of Caterpillar Ventures is on developing technologies that are going to help our customers be more efficient, safer, more productive. And the intent is that all these can lead to improved business results for our customers, which in turn leads to positive impacts on our business.
All right, great. So, you know from the GCV Academy, there are different models for corporate venturing. Could you explain the structure for yours, please, in terms of, you know, your separate funds or your GPLP structure? How does that work in Caterpillar?
Yeah, really what we are is we're a separate legal entity within Caterpillar. We don't have a formally created fund. We just have an established target of total funding that can be deployed every year, and we just fund each investment off of Caterpillar's balance sheet. We went through the evaluations of the different models that could be used, and this structure really just kind of fit best with our organization and our goals.
Okay, good. And how do you invest in that from that budget?
So we're targeting a mix of direct investments and investments into funds. We really want to invest directly into companies where it's possible to provide our business units with the strongest relationship with a given company and promote really that strategic alignment. We've also done some investments into funds to provide some diversity in our deal flow, access to companies that we might want to engage with on more commercial arrangements, but the strategic value may not be sufficient to warrant the direct investments.
Okay, good. So we understand, you know, how you're structured then and how you're investing. What are some of the key technologies and business models that you're now seeing as opportunities for your business?
So we've really got four areas that we focus on. The first one for us is digital. So Caterpillar has got more than 400,000 connected assets in the field. It's really the largest field population of anyone in our industry. And many of these assets are being highly utilized, some even running, you know, nearly 24/7. So all of these assets are generating data, and that data can be used to create valuable insights that benefit our customers. So we can minimize unplanned downtime, and that's really one of the key things that can drive our customers' profitability. Mm-hmm. So being able to do predictive maintenance on that data instead of reactive repairs can add a lot to a customer's bottom line.
Okay, yep.
Another area that we're go ahead. So another area that we're looking into is robotics. You know, our Caterpillar machines are used in a wide variety of applications. Oftentimes, a single machine is used for multiple or different functions. The ability to have these machines perform these functions with a lot of efficiency, being easily controlled by the operator, it's a key part of the value that Caterpillar brings to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, many people don't know this, but Caterpillar is actually a leader in the autonomous vehicle space. Automotive companies are getting a lot of press for autonomy development, but we have fully autonomous mining trucks running in production in mines right now. So Caterpillar is continuing to develop in this space to create semi and fully autonomous machine systems And we expect that will lead to greater efficiency and improved safety for our customers and their operators.
Okay.
We also focus on additive manufacturing, or otherwise known as 3D printing. Really, the developments being made in additive manufacturing can play a big role in providing Caterpillar and our customers optimized design solutions for parts and systems. So our machines and engines are very complex, requiring a lot of parts, and part of the value to our customers is the Cat brand promise that says we'll get them replacement parts anywhere in the world for any of our machines or engines. So 3D printing or additive manufacturing can potentially play a role in allowing more localized manufacturing of those parts, allow quicker response times, and again, help minimize that downtime for our customers and even our own factories. The last area that we focus on is in the energy space. It's another aspect of Caterpillar that many people might not know about, is that energy and transportation systems are a major part of our business. You know, we supply engines and power systems into oil and gas, electric power, marine, and rail. Several of our initial investments have been in the energy space, and they're supporting our customers in meeting such things as flare reduction targets for oil production, improving efficiency for drilling operations, and supporting an initiative to supply electric power via microgrids into developing countries in Africa and Asia.
Oh, wow. So, you know, great next step from digital to, I'll say, massive machines doing autonomous things, which the motor industry gets the press. But I think it must be pretty impressive seeing your machines going without operators in the mines. Great. So, you know, people are so central to corporate venturing, and you've given us an insight into your background. Can you let us know about who the other members are within the team?
Sure. Yeah, so our core team includes our director, Michael Young, who was one of the key drivers in starting the VC initiative within Caterpillar. He's been with Caterpillar for 10 years in mergers and acquisitions and strategy roles. And before coming to Caterpillar, he was involved in venture capital for Dell Computers. So we have two investment managers, myself and Ariane Orr. And Ariane is an accountant and an MBA. He's been with Caterpillar for 17 years in marketing and strategy and M&A roles. And prior to Caterpillar, she was a consultant at Coopers and Lybrand. So our team really has a lot of experience within Caterpillar in different organizations and different roles around the world. And we bring a mix of technical and financial backgrounds to the team. And then outside of our core team, we have a lot of internal partners that we work with in legal and finance. And we work significantly with our business units on defining those technology strategies and evaluating the startup companies to find the right fit within those strategies.
So the team has got a lot of breadth and depth in your venturing team, and you're engaged with a lot of internal partners. Great, good, thank you. So you participated, as I said earlier, in the Global Corporate Venturing Academy last year. What did you take away, some of the key insights and learning that you saw on the program that you've now put into practice?
So I really picked up on the 5P model, you know, the purpose, process, partners, performance, and people. And this was a useful model to help think through the important factors of a corporate venturing team, especially for us as we were kind of in the early stages of getting our CVC initiative kind of off the ground. It was a useful model for us to think through as we were doing the formation of the team and the organization.
Oh, great. Okay, yeah, we see that from other organizations as well. It provides a good framework to be able to communicate within your organization why you're doing it and how you're going to do it and that as well, rather than we're going to do innovation or we're going to do venturing. So, good. And what do you think has been your biggest challenge in learning that you've experienced since you've started the venturing?
Yeah, it was really a learning of how to work with the companies. So my instinct at the beginning was I just, you know, kind of wanted everything do everything I could to make the strategic relationship successful between the portfolio companies and our business units. And really what I've found is that you have to have a balance between providing the guidance to the company and then ensuring they maintain independence and that the company ultimately does what is best for their company.
Yeah, you're right. I think that balance is right. We certainly see that they get people dive in too early or they smother some of these companies in that as well. So an important factor for lots of corporate venturing units is how do you measure your financial and your strategic performance? How do you do that within Caterpillar?
Yeah, the primary measure we look at is strategic performance, as this is really the main goal of our investment. Strategic performance is measured primarily by our business units and is based on the commercial relationship they intended to do with the startup company. So the goals of the relationship, whatever they were, of co-development, of marketing and distribution, or creating customer solutions, are tracked for their success in meeting the defined goals. Financial performance, we really just do a simple cash-on-cash return. We evaluate our portfolio companies on a quarterly basis to ensure they're on track to meeting those financial objectives.
Good, good. Okay, so yeah, that balance between financial and strategic is certainly important, isn't it? You don't stay strategic for long if you don't make a financial return as well. So it's important to keep track of both of them. So could you illustrate, you know, an example of a recent investment you've done that would bring some of this to fruition?
Sure. Yeah. You know, our first investment and so our longest relationship with any company is in a company called G2It. The company has developed an associated gas capture and conditioning systems for oil productions. And the partnership is with our oil and gas team, and it's got multiple facets from marketing of the current G2It products through our Caterpillar dealer network, and we've also done some joint development of new products. And so it's been a very successful relationship working together. And so far, the strategic relationship is going very well.
Okay, so that's an example within your energy category you talked about earlier in terms of the primary areas, yeah?
Correct.
Good. So thanks so much for that, for the overview of the organization. And back to yourself, you know, what do you do when you're not venturing? I'm sure it's very busy covering all of these areas with the small team. What do you do to relax?
Yeah, I'm not sure that relax is exactly the right word for me. I'm a pretty active
okay.
person, so really my non-work time, I've got two goals. It's spending time with family and getting outdoors, and luckily I can combine those two areas quite a bit. You know, my family enjoys going rock climbing with me, doing orienteering and camping, and generally getting outdoors and enjoying nature. And then kind of when I'm able to sneak off a bit by myself, I'm usually on my mountain bike or my road bike. So. Yeah, so not a lot of quote unquote relaxation, but definitely some good use of non VC time to kind of enjoy what I do and enjoy time with my family.
Excellent, Brian. Thanks very much. Really great insights into you and the Caterpillar Ventures today. Thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you, Andrew.